Now, yesterday evening, I was sitting at home watching the 6-1 News. There was a lovely report from Sinead Hussey, our northeastern correspondent, about the easing of restrictions. And she spoke to Frank Nelson from Navan. And I said, there's a man I'd love to talk to. So we put the call in and Frank's on the line now. How are you doing, Frank?
Oh, great, Ray. Great. I'm delighted to be on the line with you, Ray.
Thanks for taking the call.
Not at all.
Was the phone hopping after the news yesterday?
Oh, unbelievable. I have 6 children and they all hooked their phones on my own phone here as well. Now, I haven't got a smartphone, I've only an ordinary phone, but I text messages coming in that I wasn't able to cope with the whole lot, you know, but... thank God, anyway, that it went well for me. You know that it was Sinead, you know.
Yeah, it was lovely, and you sang and remind us then. So you've 6 children.
I've 6 children, 5 boys and 1 girl. Yeah,
right. And how many grandchildren have you got?
15 grandchildren and 3 great grandchildren, and we've had 2 more great grandchildren on the way.
Oh,
you know?
isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
And have you seen any of them today so far?
No, I haven't seen any of them today. No, I've seen one of my own children today, my third eldest, Alan, you know.
Right.
I haven't seen any of them. No, I have a routine, Ray, that I do every day, you know what I mean? Now, when I'm finished with you now, what I'll be doing now is I'll be going over to the cemetery. My wife is over there for the last 4 years, and I miss her big time, you know, because we were childhood sweethearts, and I met her when she was 16 and a half. I was 19, and we never knew anybody else. So we were married for, we were going out with one another for about 4.5 years. We got married in 1960, the 1st of August, 1960. And she was with me for almost 57 years after that then, you know.
And then add the 4 years that you were courting before that. So
that's what I'm saying, 61 and a half years.
61 and a half years you were together.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
My word.
We had a wonderful life for her now, I have to say. If I travelled Ireland, I couldn't get anybody as nice or as good as her, you know.
Yeah.
I have a photographs all around my kitchen here where I'm speaking to you now, you know.
Yeah, Imelda.
I sing to her here every Saturday morning, you know.
What songs do you sing to her?
I made a CD called The Wonder of You, and I sing The Wonder of You, and I sing Grace, and I sing Green Green Grass of Home,
right,
and Spanish Eyes, and My Way, and a whole lot. I made an awful mistake when I brought home the master CD to let her hear it. What was the second after singing The Wonder of You, Ray? What was the second song I sang? Please release me, let me go. she nearly killed me.
Are you trying to drop me a hint, Frank? I've been with you over 50 years now, and you're singing, please release me, let me go. Come on.
She didn't kill me, no. It was her favourite song, one of her favourite songs.
Yeah.
Engel by Engel for Comfort, you know.
Yeah. Tell me what you miss most during the lockdown, Frank.
Oh, well, I missed, of course, I missed my own family for starters, you know, because when they would come, they came with my dinner on a Sunday. I was able to get my own dinner during the week, Ray, you know, but when they came with my dinner on a Sunday, they would have to leave it at the front door and ring the doorbell and then go back to the gate and stand at the gate and say, Dad, how are you? And I'd say, I'm fine, I'm great, you know, but I missed all that because, you know, I have a lovely family, Ray,
and
they look after me unbelievably.
And Frank, they had to be particularly careful with you because, you have a medical history, I'm just looking at it here.
Medical history, you know, the best of banner, you know what I mean?
Go on.
I got a heart attack when I was only 50, you know.
Right.
And then I had the triple bypass surgery, and then I was banned for 16 or 17 years, thought everything was... And then all hell broke loose then, Ray, then I had hip replacements, I got prostate cancer,
really,
I got the esophageal, polyps on the esophagus.
Yeah.
I had a stomach operation, but I got some of my stomach removed. But look, Ray, I'm talking to you now, it's brilliant that I'm able to talk about it.
And looking at you on the news, you look like a very healthy, young 85-year-old man.
I think what stood to me, Ray, was the fact that I never drank or never smoked.
Aha,
you know,
there you go.
And that's what really stood to me. Now, you wouldn't think that would me getting a heart attack at 50, you know.
But you're an advert for abstinence. You're an advert for abstinence. You
Everyone says that, you know.
What's going to be the first hug? What's going to be the first hug? Who's going to be the first hug with Frank?
Well, the first hug will be probably, what I see now, I had a chap in this morning, my third eldest son.
Yeah.
But we didn't hug because he's very, very careful still, you know.
Okay.
Even though I was vaccinated twice, he wasn't vaccinated at all. Yes, he's only 56, you know.
Yeah.
So he's coming up now in line now shortly, you know. But no, he came in and had a cup of tea with me, and we stayed our distance apart, and then he went out the door then again.
Nice.
And I won't see anyone now, Ray, until maybe near the weekend again now. Maybe some of them might drop in some night and sit with me for a half an hour or so, you know what I mean?
Which would be great.
Which would be great.
Well, listen, you're a wonderful man. Would you give us 20 seconds of the wonder of you in memory of Imelda?
You want to sing... I was going to sing a song that wasn't on the CD called... Take your time. I'm not singing it. Love is a many splendor thing, you know.
Whatever suits you. Whatever you feel most comfortable with, Frank.
Yeah, because I don't want to put on. I have a backing track of my CD music, and I don't want to put it on in case it interferes with yours.
Just go a cappella. Just go a cappella for today. Give us 20 seconds of that. Yeah.
Right.
Great.
Love is a many splendor thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that made a man a king. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendor thing.
Yay! Frank Nelson, live from Navan. That's brilliant. Frank is a true Navan man, a gent.
And thank you, you're a gent too.
Listen, I tell you what, you might come down sometime when when you feel comfortable about doing so, because I know you're writing a memoir and you have a great story to tell, and we'd love to...
Yes, I have a brilliant story to tell, and you know, I wasn't anybody famous, Ray, by no means. I'm just an ordinary Joe Soap, but I had some lovely stories to
tell.
Okay,
well, you might join us at some stage in the future.
Some stage, I will. Yes, I will. Yeah. Yeah.
And listen, and mind yourself, Frank. Great talking to you.
And thank you very much, Ray. God bless you.
You too. Bye now. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.